quarter.
Okay, so we did Atta Kaddish last time, and now we're going to see about Kedusha. Now, Kedusha is a very, very interesting tefillah. What is exactly Kedusha? It's neither here nor there anywhere. It's not part of Shema. I mean, it's sort of not part of Shema Nesser, but yet all of a sudden in the middle we say Shema Nesser, we say in Shema Nesser, we say Kedusha. The marker of Kedusha is a Gemara. It's in Brachas Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Is all it says is Minayin Shein Ayochid Oimek Kedusha Shenema V'Nikdash B'Sech Bnei Yisrael Kol Doshim Kedusha Yipachs Me'Asara. So it says that that Kedusha needs Asara because we learn it from V'Nikdash B'Sech Bnei Yisrael. There's no real sense over here of where the tefillah comes from, where it goes into. It's mentioned in a few places in the Megillah. It's mentioned as a davar shebekdusha and etnis asara. It's a very interesting. The earliest nusach we have is in the Gonim, Sidra Gonim. We have old nuschos film. So what exactly is kedusha? The Gemara seems to say it's the shira that the malachim say. Malachim say kedusha, and that's exactly what we say.
Saying the Chazar Shasatz. Kedusha, is that all that's
looking
from?
Right, well, it's a leakage of soup, so let's go slowly. I mean, when we say in the Nusach, we say this, and the Gemara says that Malachim say Shiri after three words, we say Shiri after two words, we say Kaddish Kaddish, they say Kaddish Kaddish Kaddish, and we say Baruch Kvaid. So it's a Shira that Malachim say, and we are entitled to say the same Shira. So what exactly is it? So it's in the framework of Atta Kaddish. In other words, we explained last time, Atta Kaddish, Shimcha Kaddish, Shukdash Mol Yomalucha Selah. We say in the davening that when we try to say that even though we've turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is heavily involved in our world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzem is Mufka and moved off in the world. That's what we're saying. That's how we explained last time Atta Kaddish. So similarly, what we're saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we're going to revisit that. And we say three psukim. We say Kaddish Kaddish. We say Baruch Kvod Hashem. Each pasuk here, something says Kaddish Kaddish is Yishaya Vav. Baruch Kvod is Yecheskel. And Yimloch is in Tehillim. It's very, very different places. Each one comes from the tziruv together was made by Chazal. So we say Baruch Kvod and Yimlech. So the three elements of Kedusha are Kaddish, 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 Baruch Kvod, and Yimlech. And we'll try a little bit to understand what that is in terms of underscoring the Atta Kaddish. The saying of Kedusha is a sort of a recital. I know it's not a word tefillah, it's a shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, done to bring out the most in Atta Kaddish. We say Atta Kaddish Shemcha Kaddish Shemcha Yoch HaSela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaddosh, and even the Kedoshim need to own up to the fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond them. So therefore, we say, okay, since you've mentioned that, we're saying now, Nikadish Hashimcha Ba'olam, we're going to be Mekadish in this world, Kishayim Shemakdishim Asay B'Shemei Marim, like we're Mekadish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim, and so on. So the Kedusha is an acting. We act out what the Malachim say and what we add. So let's take a look a little bit in the Maral over here, on page 84, where he speaks about Kaddish Kaddish and so on. The Maral it's a Maral from the Sivas Olam, the Sivavay, the first thing. Akdom. Akdusha Shana Mikacha Shemis Borchem Shlesha, be it's or, but Philos Shachris, or Philos Musaf. Vemuchalokim. In Yitzor, we say Kolom Ovum Kolom Brurim Kolom Ismail Yitzor in Kainam. We don't say Nikadish. So even though the Kedusha Yotzer has elements of Kedusha, and it's brought down halacha that the Chathchila you shouldn't say it private individually, or you should say it with the timing, but we don't actually reenact that Kedusha. We just say, what we'd say is, Malachim stand and say Kedusha. Al tefillah shachs mincha imin the kaddish and chovaylung shenish kesei b'shem maroi. Or b'shabbos yontem musayim naritzon akishcha kesei tzirchav kaddish. Shachas on Shabbos yontem, even though they have yesh b'kedusha teisefes mikomukar nascholos haketusha, which is the ikar ketusha, we say the same. In other words, that you add Shabbos Yontiv, the fancy neschos that the Chazanim like to sing, is lovely, but it's not really got anything to do with the Ketusha. The Ketusha is still Baruch, Kaddish, Kaddish, Baruch, and Yimloch, with the introduction of the Kaddish on Aritzach. So there are three different types of Ketusha. There's a Ketusha we say in the Birchas Krishma. There's the Ketusha we say in the Shemoneh Esrei and a Musaf. He does not yet deal with the Ketusha the Sidra, which is a Volitzion. Ketusha the Sidra is another element of Ketusha. Olefikach enkan rak gimel ketoshes, ketoshes, shenestakir etzim, v'egdege gimel ketoshes, makosav kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. So the Pasuk says there are three Ketushos. In Yeshaya he said, kodesh, 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 that the Malachim get up and say, kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, just so that we get a sense of it, the Pasuk in Yeshaya refers to that. It's a description of what Yeshaya saw and heard, and it goes like this. Bishnas Mois HaMelech Uziyahu, the year that Uziyahu died, Ve'era es Hashem Yoshev al Kisei Rom V'Nisro, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting on the Kisei HaKavod, V'Shulo Melena Sahechol, and the bottom of the Kisei fill up the Hechol. Srofim Oim Dimim Maloi, there are Srofim surrounding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shesh Knafayim, Shesh Knafayim Flechot, each one has six wings, B'Shtayim Yechase Ponov, two of them he covers his face, Ubishtaim Yechasaragla, with two of them he covers his feet, Ubishtaim Yaifim with two he flies. Vikoro ze el ze. Each seraph calls out the other one. V'omar, and he says, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzvokois, Moloichal Aretz Kvoidei. Vayinu Amos Hasipi, Mikol HaKoyah, Vayisim Moloi Hashem. So this is an experience, a nevuah of Yeshaya standing in the Beis HaMikdash, and observing the Malachim saying Kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is the main element of Kedusha, and it is the shir of the Shevach of the Malachim that Yeshaya saw b'nevuah. That's what Kadosh, Kadosh is. So he says, you see that it's listed three times. Why three times? It says Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvaka, 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 Tzvaka. What exactly is the three Kaddish? So the Targ Yonis Ben Azil, and this is what we say in Revolet Zion, U'mikablen dey mendey, you know, that's Vekar Zalzeh, they're mikabel one from another, Ve'omrin, they say, Kaddish b'shmei meroima ilo b'shchinte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy in Shemayim, above where the Shechina is, that's one Kaddish, Kaddish al aro evet gvorte, his Kaddish on the Aretz, where he shows his Maisi Gvura, Kaddish lo olam lo olmei el maya, and his Kaddish forever. If you think about it, it really then includes the three, all the three. Kaddish trei miroim alar b'shchinte is Kaddish Kaddish. Kaddish alara oivet gvurte is Baruch Kved Hashem im komo. And Kaddish lo olmei el maya is Yimlach Hashem. So the three words Kaddish are include in a certain sense the three psukim as well. Certainly, mipchinas the remiza, mipchinas what the content is. So you have the Kaddish, the Baruch, and the Yimloch. Merum is in Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. The main point is Kedusha requires three stages of Kedusha. And like we say the bracha, Ata Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, Uktoish Shimchol Yamalucha Selo. Also, three times, Mishal Shem Lechobi Kedusha, we triple Kedusha to you. So Kedusha itself requires the proper description of Kedusha is in triplicate. What is that? So he says, so he explains a little bit. Lofi Targum Yonison, Elu Gimel Kedusha, Sne Gimel Elamis. These three Kedushas are connected to three worlds. Ha'echad Olam HaZeh HaTachton, the lower world. Hashene Oilam Hashemayim, Vashlisha Oilam Ha'Elyon. V'Targum Unkelis Kaddish Ve'Meroimoy Kaddish L'Olam Ha'Maya V'Ze Oilam Ha'Elyon. U'Mashe Targum Kaddish Ve'Meshvei Meroimo, why the first one? Dovazem Nekiyesh Losis K'dusha Hashene Oilam Hashenir Lanu, K'Hashemayim Nirim Lanu. Allah Oilam Ha'Elyon Einir Lanu. And then he figures out why in each cottage we have the difference and so on. And he says, so let's skip down. The Anshik Nesagdolo, Sheyordu Lechedre Amerkava, the Anshik Nesagdolo who understood Maisa Merkava, Hem Hevino Adovik Meshur Lohovin, they understood Kedusha, Veim Tikna Bracha Zeis. So he says, Lamaisa, so the bracha includes three places where we might make the mistake and think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part and parcel of it. One, the first Kadosh is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the higher worlds, where those worlds are really something that is beyond, you know, and the ruchnistic worlds, the malachim and serafim, I would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of them. In other words, we might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is of a spiritual nature, and there are other spiritual things. There are malachim, and there's serafim, there's ofanim, there's kochos, mazolos. So we need to say one Kaddish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meruchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely beyond the musagim of what we would call ruchnias, such as malachim and so on. A second kaddish is that we would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he is involved in what happens on the earth, so he's affected by it. If I do mitzvahs, I bring out the Shechina. If I do averus, I chase the Shechina away. So that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be, to be affected by something. If I tell you that something's affected by light, it means that it has properties that can be affected by light. If not, it doesn't interact at all with light. So if I tell you that this world is all about enhancing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, less HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's angry, and so on, that leads a person to make a mistake and to think that, you know, it's something which is a it's something which is royal for it's something that you could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is of this mitzias. It's lemashal, if somebody he plays with kids and he's upset if they don't give him candy and he's happy when they give him another candy, I'm going to have to conclude that he's somewhat kid, something of a kid to him, like an adult. Doesn't that all get involved? It's not his world, and they don't intersect. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world intersects us, so we need to say a second Kaddish to take him out of the tchum of any modification or being in any way kafuf, limited to this world. And finally, the inyan of zman, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more begol, less begoli, we need to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above zman. So neither Elyonim, nor Tachtonim, nor Zman in any way affect, limit, interact, or describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when I say three times Kaddish, I'm not only saying like very, 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 you know, like where there's a full emphasis of a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. I'm saying three times because there are three areas that I could dehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kedusha is the Shir of Malachim because of all the beings, the Malach is the one that is the most likely. He's the one that if he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond, then I understand it. Lamashal, if let's say I have somebody I think is brilliant, but I'm not so brilliant. So what's my saying? But let's say the world's biggest genius says that this person is just off the page, so does the testimony is meaningful. If a bus of a dom says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all, so okay, you know, so what does it mean? But if a malach says that we are ruchnistic beings and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond, it's not of our nature, it's some beyond, it's meaningful. So when we say Kedusha, what we're doing is we're quoting the Malachim. We have to be on somewhat of a darga to be able to quote Malachim, but we have the right. And when we quote the Malach, we're saying something. We're saying a Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's coming from Malachim. So this is the Malach Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're reiterating it. The even without his explanation that that Kaddish, each one means something else, like the Targum says, which is true, he's going to explain soon. Let's take a look at the first one. Let's explain what he says over here. And why is it that Malachim mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name after three times saying Kadosh? Three is the minimum needed to make something into a group, to be Makasha. You know, when you have a three people in a group, they form a clique. So three people, that's why benching, you could have theoretically had benching with two people. Why? I mean, Birsa Zimun, are we benching off one person? But Birsa Zimun, why do you need three people? It, logically, Birsa Zimun is that somebody gets up and says, Rabbi Yisai, I think it's time to bench. We ought to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guy says, right on. That's what Birsa Zimun is. I mean, more or less, that's what it is. Yehi Shem actually is not part of Zimun. Zimun is Nevarech Baruch. It's Zimun means I'm inviting somebody to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I invite you. You know, I get these emails. You know, so-and-so is inviting you to become a friend or whatever it is. That's what Zimun is. So why three? Why not two? It's not ten. It's not double Shukdusha. So the Maral says because three people is a group. It's a chabura. In other words, it's a gather of a rabbim in some degree. It would make life easier if a minyan could be three people, but the minyan needs 10 people. So that's a davar shebekdusha, but the minimum amount that's a group is three. Now let's think about it. Let me use a mushel, and then we'll understand what he says. When you have a small community and a shul with a handful of mispalim, everybody is friendly with everybody else, and everybody's one group, and so on and so forth. As it gets much, much bigger, there are subgroups, and people find people like them, and they click together. When you have very small, very few people, even people that are very different tend to click together. I was in Tel Aviv a year ago, in the winter, I was there for Shabbos 2 years ago. And there was, it's, you know, the Matzav Yiddishkeit is not great there. And there was a shul, an old Swedish shul that was empty. No, and nobody davened there. There wasn't much shul. There was one shul that was in the area that was still. But there was somebody who lived very far away, and he wanted to hold it on in memory of his mother, father, something like that, a Sephardi fellow. So he would come, Shabbos Mincha, he would come with two children. He paid one guy to come from someplace else, two guys came from across the street, and my son who lived across the street, and I happened to be there, so that exactly made 10. So he was very nice, and he wanted to give an aliyah, something, whatever. Then he says, you know, by us, we don't have all these fractions and divisions like everywhere. We welcome everybody. We embrace everybody. It's a shul for everybody, isn't that? It's true. When you need somebody coming from America to Fimash and Dominion, it's really very, very inclusive, very embracing. You know, embracing. It's not a chachma. So whenever you have a small group, you have minimum, it's mischaba. So the Maral says like this. If you would say two Kaddish, then Akshem would be metstarif to that Kaddish. I would say I'm different, but we're still of the same type. That's the nature of it. When I say three Kaddish, it means Kaddish is like a wall. It's its own mitzias. There is the world, there is a wall of Kedusha, and then there's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not that I can say a Kaddish Baruch Hu is more, better, but is mitzarif somewhere. when you're saying Kaddish, Kaddish, you want to say, in a nutshell, that there is no common denominator between our Kaddish Baruch Hu and the Bria. There is no common denominator. So by saying three times Kaddish, what I'm doing is putting a wall. Kaddish, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. And Hashem Tzvokos. Now, the next step, we'll see next time, is Molochol Arts Kvodo. So we have, the first statement is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaddish, 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 and that's it. So Kedusha is an extraordinary tefillah. It's basically, that's what we're saying. We're stepping into the shoes of Malachim and being able to do a function of Malachim. That's why we need to sort of resemble Malachim. We need to stand still. We have regal achas, but it's a very, very dahibra tefillah. It means at some points we can reach a dag of a malach, and be meshaber kashbar kusay malachim. The shvach that mochiv kashbar hu is described in atah kodesh shimcha kodesh, uktoishim b'chol yoyim yalucha selah. The kdoshim, which is the malachim, every day, are mehala kashbar hu. And what is the halal? So when the chazan says it, we stand up and we say, we are going to now have the ability as a minyan to redo, to say the kedusha malachim are saying, and this is it. And then we say kaddish, kaddish, kaddish. This two other halves, Hashem meloichal aretz and yimloch, we'll see when the time has come. Okay.